With the cost of living crisis kicking off, I'm going to be talking now to first ever Big Brother winner, by the way. I have to get that in, Craig. How many times have you heard that over the past few?
Once or twice.
Talking about, you know, making your home a bit more energy efficient and insulated and all that kind of stuff. And we've got Kim as well with us, who is Mortgages Director at Halifax. First of all, Craig, we'll come to you. Now, if you remember you from Big Brother way back then, you know a lot about buildings, don't you? You know, your original trade, Craig, is building. Is that right?
Yeah, a bricklayer. I went to college about 33 years ago now. Did my bricklaying built my bricklaying skills up then. Then went on to do plastering, carpentry work, and for about 10 years, I run a building company, and we did everything from plans right the way through to completion. That was all the build up to 2000 when we went on the first Big Brother.
So back then, was this a big thing about insulating houses and making it more energy efficient? Was it big back then, or them years ago?
It wasn't huge, no. I mean, building regulations have certainly changed and got tighter, and the U-value ranges have differed over the years. But, you know, when we were building houses in the 90s, for an example, we were only using 50 mil cavities in the walls, and we were using a fiberglass wall in there, and probably only 50 to 100 millimetres in the attic areas as well, where you look at how regulations change now. The minimum is about 275 millimetres in an attic space and 100 millimetres in a brick and block built wall. So there has been some, you know, major changes to increase a house's performance over the years, but I don't think the general public have been taking it as serious as they have been doing over the last maybe 5 years or so, or certainly the last 12 months when we've all felt the pinch of energy costs going up. It's made people look at their house a little bit closer and, you know, estimate what improvements can they make to their house.
Before we bring Kim into this, by the way, how many times, Craig, have you heard people say, and I've said this before, I've said, you know what, I can't really afford to insulate the house properly, I'll wear an extra jumper, extra pair of socks, get the fleecy blanket out. What do you say to those people?
Yeah, and I have heard it, you know, before, because, you know, I've heard it more recently as well, you know, when, you know, some pensioners can't afford to turn up their heating bills, etc. I think my point to that is, would be, you can't afford not to improve your home when you're insulation. You know, the energy costs are out of our control. Who knows where they're going to be going to, and, you know, just for the rest of this year or next winter or whatever. We can't really see in the future. But what we can do, we can get help and we can get support and financial help to make the changes to our house and make them more energy efficient. You know, our homes, to me, and most other people, it's the biggest investment we make in our entire lives. So, you know, if we can make it more energy efficient, it's going to keep our running costs down, it's going to keep the value of our house up, and it's going to make our lifestyle living in the house more enjoyable and comfortable and probably healthier, you know, overall. So I think you can't afford not to move with the times and increase the performance of your home.
Craig, we're going to move on to Kim now for a second, but I'm going to give you one last thought, by the way, Craig, before we end the call. I want you to come up with a top five of things that we can do to make our houses a bit more energy efficient. Kim, Mortgages Director at Halifax. Does this affect people who are buying houses, by the way? Is this, you know, can mortgages be affected if you're looking for a house and the surveyor, is that the correct word? The surveyor will go in and go, hang on a minute, it's going to cost you a fortune, this house is.
Well, obviously, you get EPC certificates now issued when you are buying houses or selling, and that gives you a really good indication of just how energy efficient the property is and also what you could do in terms of moving it and improving its efficiency. And we're certainly seeing that people are more thoughtful about their home purchases depending on how efficient properties are. In the research we did recently about greening of homes, we saw just over half of those surveyed, they were less likely to want to take on a house if they thought there was energy inefficiency, and it was going to need substantial work. So it will impact, I think, in terms of how people view properties. And clearly there is more out there now in terms of the technologies and the opportunities to make your homes more green. And with that comes different financing opportunities to help people make those retrofit decisions. So I think there is definitely a growing interest, and I think it will become ever more important over the coming years. As Craig said before, cost of living has definitely focused everybody's minds, because people are seeing it very, you know, a day in, day out, and it's impacting people in terms of their own household budgets. But also in the research we did, we saw just under a fifth of people wanting to make these home improvements because they wanted to make their home greener. So it wasn't just about energy efficiency, they cared as much about that sustainability. And I think that's going to increase over time as well, particularly if you think about our commitments to getting to net zero by 2050, which isn't that far off. And clearly our housing in the UK, there is a lot to be done to improve its efficiency.
When I bought my first home, I mean, I'm 42 now, so that's showing my age a little bit. So when I first bought my first home, it would have been, the questions I would have asked would have been, what are the neighbours like?
Yeah.
What's the local area like? What are the schools like? So what?
And those are still important questions. Still important questions.
But now you've got these other questions to go. Is it insulated? Yeah. What have you done to the house? You know, what are those questions that people should be asking?
So I definitely think people should be asking the questions that you would expect around the EPC. So looking at what that's telling you in terms of the current energy efficiency of the property. You'll definitely, through the conveyancing process, have an opportunity to ask questions around the property itself, any recent renovations or changes that have been done, and your solicitors will help you with that in terms of asking those questions. But also, you know, you'll be able to, as you're going around these properties, see if there have been new windows fitted. You'll see if there's a heat pump that's been or panels have been put in place, and then it's about asking lots of questions as well.
Kim, thank you very much for that. Craig, let's have your top five then of things that you would need to do to your home to make it amazing.
Okay, start off quick and cheap and easy. Turn down your thermostats by 1 or 2 degrees is one. LED lights, energy saving light bulbs throughout the house, change them. Put an insulation coat around your hot water tank if you have one, or a boiler or immersion heater. That will help doing it. Look at your loft insulation, see if that needs increasing or replacing. That would certainly do it. And draft excluders around doors, window frames, cat traps, are they called? Not traps. what do you call letterboxes and cat flaps?
anything with an hole in the door.
Yeah, anything that's letting a bit of air come in, cold air come in, is going to be letting warm air go out. And then that just forces you to turn your heating up that little bit more when it's unnecessary.
This will make you laugh, by the way. My mum is 78 now, and she's just bought... You remember in the 80s, those snakes? Like, they had a big stuffed snake bar. She's just bought a set of those. I'm like, hang on a minute.
The door.
It's 1985 again. right, before we wrap up, by the way, folks, Craig, very quickly with you, when can we see you on the box next anyway? Because I know you do your own renovation shows and all that kind of stuff. What's happening with you?
Yes, when am I next on the box? I've got... this coming weekend, Friday and Saturday, I've got four live shows on QVC, I think it is, in Paintsbrain. I'm Paintsbrain this weekend.
Oh, brilliant. I've just had a bar built in my back garden, so I'll be watching that to paint the bar.
Yep, absolutely.
Craig Phillips, thank you very much to you, and also Kim as well from your Mortgages Director at Halifax. Thank you both.